founder of ShouseCreative.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment begins on October 15th and runs through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2023 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Don't take advice from Joe Namath or call a toll-free number. If you'd like to learn about getting money back on your Social Security or the new spending cards, just call Blue Sky. When you call Blue Sky at 702-410-8020, you'll deal with local agents that value your privacy. Your phone number won't be bought, sold, or shared, and you'll only deal with Steve or Amy. Call now to schedule your review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That number is 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Saturday is going to be a big day. It's going to be a day of action. And the folks at Powered Apparent are behind this. We'll talk with Aaron Phillips coming up top of the hour about
what's going to be a really, really cool day, and one that I hope you'll get involved in. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And a 130, couple of crashes to look out for on area roadways. Eastbound Flamingo and Annie Oakley, also westbound Charleston. That's at Orville. You're going to be tapping the brakes there, 215 westbound around Gillespie. Because ahead of that, yeah, there's big-time delays as you transition from 215 west over to Interstate 15 northbound. And you're pretty much bumper-to-bumper there between Gillespie and the 15 freeway on Interstate 215. That construction, by the way, in that area should be completed by the 16th of October. So no pain, no gain, and we're almost completed.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Bazzieri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. Major League Baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers fell in Game 2 of their divisional series Wednesday night 5-3 to the San Diego Padres. The series now tied at 1, heading to San Diego on Friday for Game 3. Tony Gonsolin will start Friday night. Blake Snell will go for the Padres. Game 4 of the series will be on Saturday. NFL, the Raiders are entering a bye week, sitting at 1-4 after Monday's loss to Kansas City. They will return October 23rd, a home game against the Houston Texans. Thursday night football tonight, the Chicago Bears, who are 2-3, hosting Washington, they're 1-4. College football, UNLV will be home on Saturday, hosting Air Force, the Rebels 4-2, 2-1 in the Mountain West Conference, the Falcons are 4-2. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Dazzieri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
Steve Sisolak's tenure as governor is riddled with corruption. Sisolak allowed a COVID testing company tied to one of his campaign donors to skip the waiting line for a license, and the Sisolak administration strongly supported local officials hiring his out-of-state friends. Tragically, the test had a 96% failure rate. Healthcare experts were ignored by public officials, and the results were, quote, absolute mayhem and catastrophic. When lives were on the line, Sisolak was silent. In fact, when a formal complaint was filed, it went unanswered for days. Finally, when it was answered, the state told the company they could continue providing fraudulent tests. It took a news investigation to expose this as one of the biggest scandals in Nevada history. Now, Sisolak is facing a federal investigation. Unthinkable corruption. Nevada can do better than Steve Sisolak. Paid for by and authorized by Better Nevada PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I apologize for not sounding too excited, but this is not one of the classic NFL made-for-prime-time games. Thursday night football, a little bit on the lackluster side tonight.
Yeah, I bet Al Michaels is wondering, why did I decide to sign up with Primetime Video and do these Thursday night games?
Money! Yeah. Money! Lots and lots of money!
Well, of course, he's been associated with Monday Night Football and Sunday Night Football, which traditionally have been the most watched events in the NFL weekly over the course of, I don't know, the past 25 years or maybe even more for Al Michaels. But you're right. He signed up for the money, and he's going to get the Bears and the Commanders tonight. And you're not the only one that's not exactly thrilled about that matchup. The Bears come in at 2-3. The Commanders are 1-4, and they're reeling right now. And there's a lot of pressure on not only the coach Ron Rivera there in Washington, but his quarterback Carson Wentz. We all know that, of course, he had that one great season with the Eagles, and his team went to the Super Bowl that year. But he does have a ring, but he was standing on the sidelines when that game was going on because he got injured, and of course they moved on from Carson Wentz. He went to Indianapolis last year, and that didn't work out either. He was one and done in Indianapolis. They went 10-7, but they couldn't win the last game of the season to get into the playoffs, and that was enough for the owner and the management of the Colts to get rid of Carson Wentz, who's now with the Commanders with a 1-4 record. So
wow.
There's a lot of pressure on him tonight. And then you look at the other side, and you have Justin Fields, the quarterback for the Bears, who is trying to get his legs underneath him as well. His rookie season last year wasn't all that great, but a lot of people feel that he didn't really have the talent around him. Now, if he had the talent, maybe he could take that to another level and hit another gear. So there's a lot of people that are watching Justin Fields, and they haven't given up on him. And if Carson Wentz doesn't get going here pretty soon, he may be a career backup as well. So I guess if you look at the quarterback situations, Kevin, maybe that's something to look at and give you a reason to watch tonight's game.
Well, there's a lot on the line for the quarterbacks, but not much for the fans of both teams. More from Gentleman Jim coming up a little bit later on. Sean Hannity last night. I mean, Sean Hannity has been chasing John Fetterman, the guy that's running against Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania, the U.S. Senate race. This is going to be fascinating. And by the way, if Fetterman loses and Mehmet Oz ends up winning, look for the big red wave to spread from coast to coast. If that happens, you're gonna see something phenomenal. And for instance, let's go to cut four. Cut four on why John Fetterman won't appear on Hannity's show. He's offered him 3 hours of radio and 1 hour on cable news. And John Fetterman won't accept either. Isn't that weird? This is Hannity from last night on Fox News Channel.
Maybe somebody can show Savannah Guthrie the tape of Fetterman saying, kick the balls in authority and maybe calling Joe Biden Joe Bin. And by the way, get this, during an interview today with the Penn Live editorial board, well, board member Jeffrey Lord, friend of this program, he asked Fetterman about my open invitation for him to join this program for the full hour and to do my radio show, if he wants, for the full 3 hours. Here's the response.
Sean Hannity said that he has repeatedly issued an invitation to your campaign to be his guest solo for the 3 hours of his radio show and one full hour of his national TV show. He said he's gotten no response from you, which I assume means you are no. So my question is, sir, as a United States senator, and I work for one that would be the late John Hines, you have to do this, you know, debating the opposition thing all the time. And I'm just curious as to what your reasoning is for not doing that.
I just don't believe that. I mean, it's actually a fact. that Fox News and part of that Sean Hannity is a part of has spent the last 5 or 6 weeks, you know, unloading on us and saying outrageous things and going after us in a way that more so than every other of the other Democratic candidates combined. So this is not really a fair and serious, you know, venue. And I just would not take that. It's an unserious invitation because he's all in for Dr. Oz. And that's the truth.
There you have it. Sean Hannity with John Fetterman. I would think it would be good for Fetterman. I mean, if he can put, you know, three solid sentences together without stumbling, I would think that would be really good. I mean, prove to the voters of Pennsylvania that you're serious about this. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
In the last 11-plus years, I've made a lot of really great friends. But a married couple in Summerlin are extra special because they convinced me I didn't have to live with hearing loss. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not across a crowded room, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. My friends told me to get tested, to get my hearing tested. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
Las Vegas, you deserve more. And with United Healthcare, you'll get more. Annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. So call United Healthcare today. Whether you're enrolling in Medicare for the first time or looking to change your coverage during the annual enrollment period, with United Healthcare, it's easier than ever to get more for your Medicare dollar. With great benefits like $0 copays on covered prescriptions, $0 copays on primary care, $3,000 toward covered dental services, and much more. Annual enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th, Las Vegas. So speak to a licensed sales agent today. They'll help you find a plan with more benefits, a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Just call 1-888-CALL-UHC. That's 1-888-CALL-UHC. That number again, 1-888-CALL-UHC. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'll be honest with you, I don't know why John Fetterman thinks Fox is out to get him and, you know, Sean Hannity, etc. The fact is that the fake news media has been going after Donald Trump since he came down that stairwell at Trump Tower back in 2015. Ever since then, the fake news media has been out to get Donald J. Trump. So why is it unfair for Hannity to go off on him? I saw last night, good example, Tucker Carlson talking about an NBC interview with John Fetterman that really exposed him for scrutiny. I mean, it was really, really bad. This was from last night on Fox News Channel.
Can voters trust that you will be able to do this job on day one?
Yeah, of course.
So you say you're on the road to full recovery. But right now, voters really have to take your word for it. We've asked for your medical records. We've asked to have a conversation with someone from your medical team to interview your physician. You've declined those requests. Why?
Well, I feel like we have been very transparent in a lot of different ways. When our doctor has already given a letter saying that I'm able to serve and to be running.
I mean, respectfully, that letter from your physician, that was 6 months ago. Don't voters deserve to know your status now?
Being on in front of thousands and thousands of people and having interviews and getting around all across Pennsylvania, that gives everybody and the voters decide, you know, if they think that it's really the issue.
So he's reading that off a screen. And by the way, we're taking him at his word that there's not a staffer backstage typing out the answers because he himself can't formulate them. Now, again, you can feel deeply sympathetic to John Fetterman. That's sad to watch. But this is a guy who wants to run the federal government in a body of 100, the most powerful legislative body in the world. And he wants to be a member of it. So over at CBS, reporter Ed O'Keefe asked the obvious question, quote, will Pennsylvanians be comfortable with someone representing them who had to conduct a TV interview this way? Now, that's a mild way to put it, but it's certainly a fair observation. The guy's reading his answers off a screen with the reporter 3 feet away. That's the definition of impairment. And again, this is a very serious job. But others in the media scoffed at the idea that was a problem at all. In fact, far from being a problem, it was an asset. Because if the equity agenda means anything, it means that incompetent people ought to be in charge. That's equity. As New York City Councilwoman Rita Joseph put it, questions about Fetterman's profound brain damage are, quote, incredibly ableist. Ableist. We desperately need more diversity in elected office, and that includes people with speech impediments. Well, we desperately need that. That is absolutely right. But actually, we're not talking about a speech impediment. She's telling us he's got a stutter, just like Joe Biden. Remember when they told you that Joe Biden's dementia was just a stutter? But of course, a speech impediment would not prevent Fetterman or Biden from understanding other people's speech. Huh. Investigative reporter Hunter Walker, who writes for Rolling Stone and The New Yorker, answered that question with a question of his own. Quote, would they treat a deaf person like this for needing assistance? Oh, so if you have questions about John Fetterman, you hate the deaf. You're a hearingist, bigot. We're going to close down your bank account at J.P. Morgan, ableist.
Oh, God. That's what it is. We're against the deaf. Oh, my God. Like I say, I love it when Tucker Carlson gets funny when he does comedy. He does it really well. And that's why he is absolutely the best. Tucker Carlson. And by the way, that MSNBC article, that interview with John Fetterman really exposed him to scrutiny. And by the way, I have sympathy for anybody that has a physical or mental ailment. I mean, I really honestly do. I mean, I understand this. I really get it. But I'm just going to tell you, you can't have a U.S. senator carrying all this gear around with him so he can understand questions. So he can understand what he's, you know, the questions that are being put to him. I mean, that's a part of living. And I get it. But it disqualifies you from doing some things. I mean, I'm sorry, but it really is true. Coming up in our next hour, I'm really excited to have Erin Phillips on because she is somebody that has been an activist for a long time. I mean, I don't know, 5-10 years. And she has fought a lot of battles. She hasn't won them all, but she is really, really smart. She's the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. She is Erin Phillips, and we're going to get a chance to visit with her coming up in just a few minutes. And one of the things I want to get into her about is this whole Power to Parent Action Day that is really cool. I mean, and they're taking to the streets. They're trying to do the same thing here that was done in Virginia for Glenn Youngkin. And my guess is she's going to get some members of the state Senate, the state assembly. She's going to get some of these people across the finish line. She really honestly is. This is going to be something very, very special. The Power to Parent Day of Action is going to be coming up on Saturday. So we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, have you heard the latest Steve Sisolak scandal?
You mean the cover-up and federal investigation about that COVID testing scandal?
That one's all over the news, but no, there's another one. He's hooked up with our county commissioner, Justin Jones, on this one. Sisolak traded his vote for a political favor, and the deal was orchestrated by Justin Jones. Now the whole scam is in court.
Sounds like two dirty politicians, if you ask me.
Yep. And Jones was caught trying to destroy the evidence about the Sisolak scandal.
Of course he was.
This is the same guy who had a judge say he tried to deceive the court and said Jones had serious violations of candor.
Sisolak and Jones, what a pair.
Justin Jones is up for re-election this November. Can't imagine why anyone would vote for this guy.
Won't be getting my vote.
Mine either. Paid for by Stronger Nevada PAC, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax-free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
I'm Major Sam Peters, Republican nominee for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. It's time to send someone to D.C. that'll fight for America first in Congress. This election cycle, don't forget, Democrats gave us massive inflation, $5 gas, millions of illegal